1360, 97.5 WTAQ News, Talk, Sports, Loaded for Bear. Interesting, I use a hunting metaphor to start. Loaded for Bear this morning. After 9 o'clock, I'm going to have a story for you concerning the 8th Congressional District race, which I'm pretty sure nobody else has. So I will go ahead and call it an exclusive. I Googled, I didn't see anything else on it this morning. Once again, the presidential campaign looks like an episode of House of Cards. Two campaigns working together now to defeat Donald Trump. I'm telling you, Frank Underwood is going to be the surprise candidate come November. Just interesting stuff. And you can be sure. Of course, there was an incident in northern Wisconsin, a prom shooting, Antigo. The students shot at will survive. The shooter is dead at the hands of law enforcement. Apparently, he's been bullied since middle school, but the gun will be blamed again. And we're going to talk about that later in the show, but we are going to talk about certainly related issues right now. You've heard me mention from time to time, and one of the things I've learned is I talk about my wife on the air more than I realize. People come up to her like they know her. Listeners. Oh, hi, Ramona. Oh, how's the this, that, or that thing going? Boy, I talk about my family a lot on the air. But I, for your purposes, I've done that in the past to talk about the fact that she is a member of the Green Bay chapter of the Well-Armed Woman. That's singular. Well-Armed Woman, which has a really good and I think important event going on tonight. Sheriff David Clark will be speaking on self-defense with guns, and of course, he's invoked the wrath of a lot of people because he's a law enforcement administrator who supports concealed carry, and that's kind of a rare species. It's at the Kroc Center tonight, 7 o'clock. That's 1315 Limekiln Road, and I know they still do have... I did it again. I turned my phone down. I'm telling you, I just turned this phone down. I went like this. I did, right before the show. I did. I have witnesses. I did it right before the show. The phone is haunted. Anyway, he has invoked the wrath of those who don't think law enforcement administrators should support concealed carry. So it's a great event. We're going to be talking more about that. In fact, we're going to do that right now. We have two guests in the studio. We have the founder of the Well-Armed Woman, Carrie Lightfoot, and someone from the Green Bay chapter, Sherry Howard, and Earl has got their mic open and everything, so we will say good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
All right, let's start and talk about the Well-Armed Woman in all of its facets, how long it's been around, how did you get this inspiration?
Well, when I started researching for myself, my own personal self-protection, obviously a firearm was one of those options. And in doing so, what I found was nothing that spoke to women. The industry obviously is a very male-driven, male-dominated industry, and there just weren't resources that answered my questions as a woman. So that was kind of the seed that was planted that something really needed to be done. And so the Well-Armed Woman launched in January of 2012 as an online resource for information, as a gathering place for women to get their questions answered. And then within a year, it became very clear to me that women were very hungry for the opportunity to shoot. Going to the range can be a little intimidating for a brand new shooter, a female shooter. And so the idea kind of came to mind that we needed to create the opportunity and the environment where women would eagerly come to learn. And so that was the beginning of the Well-Armed Woman Shooting Chapter Program, which we launched in January of 2013. And Sherry Howard, my friend who is here with us today, helped birth the program. She was the first chapter leader, and she and I worked together to build the structure and the program itself. And so it is awesome to be here, kind of to the birthplace of the whole program. And now we're in all 50 states. We're closing in on 300 chapters across the country. And women are just very grateful for the opportunity to meet with other like-minded women and focus on their self-protection and train and grow as shooters and responsible gun owners.
And when you said kind of the birthplace, Green Bay, in fact, the first chapter, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so now let's bring in Sherry. So Sherry Howard, when my wife goes off, okay, honey, see you later, and off to a meeting, What takes place? What do you all talk about? What do you do? And get good and close to that microphone chair.
Well, the meetings, actually, we meet the second Monday of every month, and we train at the NWTC Public Safety Building. So we are very fortunate to have access to the same police academy that's training our law enforcement, our fire, and paramedics, and we use their instructors. So the training is really what it sounds like. We do a little bit of meeting. Sometimes we have guests, presenters, but for the most part, our mission is to help women learn gun safety, range safety, and to how to comfortably and confidently handle their firearms. And so we have a scheduled training each month.
Talking with Carrie Lightfoot and Sherry Howard of The Well-Armed Woman, Emma, let you both take a crack at this, and I don't care who goes first. And actually, Earl asked this question off the air. When Ramona got involved, it was, as I'm sure it, with a lot of people, after concealed carry became the law of the land in Wisconsin in November 2011, men and women decided, well, all right, I can self-protect now by carrying a gun. And I said to both of you last night, I know I did, at least to you, Carrie, a gun was a foreign object to her, but before concealed carry and before she got her gun, as she was purchasing her gun, someone who was there was aware of the chapter, and that's how she got involved. So my long-winded question here is, Earl says, well-armed woman, is that for people already pretty much have a gun, know how to shoot? Is it for someone who's considering self-protecting with a gun? I'll let you both take a shot. What would your answer be to that?
Well, my answer would be is the Well-Armed Woman really is a comprehensive resource for all women shooters. We want to be that bridge for the woman who is just considering firearm mm-hmm. ownership. What does it mean? How will that impact her life? Could she use it? You know, would she be able to actually use it if she had to? So we do guide women through the decision-making process, with the aim that we want them to make the right decision for themselves.
So if a woman listening right now does not own a firearm but is considering it, the Well-Armed Woman would be something she should explore.
Yes, and we have a lot of resources that can help guide women through that decision. For some women, the decision is, no, this isn't the right choice for me. And for others, it is the right choice. And that's really the aim, is to help them go through that process and make the right decision for themselves. But we it's a relationship. So our relationship with the women within the organization continues. So we work through training. We have competitive shooters as well. We've sponsored a shooting team across the country of women that are competitive shooters. And so we really stay together from the beginning, as they grow, as their skills for concealed carry increase, into a greater depth of defensive training. And so it's really an ongoing relationship for women of all levels of interest.
Sherry, maybe dovetail on that. Specifics, you know, week or month to month, rather. What someone who's not acclimated to guns, someone who's in that exploratory stage.
Well, I will tell you that each month we have anywhere from, you know, 4 to 12 guests who come in. Most have absolutely no experience, never touched a gun. Some own a firearm but have never shot. And so Carrie's right. It is the early entry point. For our guests, that first night they come, they actually get an hour and a half of gun safety, range safety, and an introduction. So even if they never join, they walk away with more information, more knowledge. And I would tell you, my personal preference, if you don't own a firearm and you've never shot before, don't go buy one. That is not step one. Step one is to come, learn, understand what it is that makes a good fit. Why are you going to even purchase this? What's the goal? What's bringing you here today? And then take advantage of the fact that we have a plethora of firearms within the organization. You can try them all. So rather than let someone else make the decision for you, come and learn and then confidently be able to go and make that purchase yourself when you're ready.
And I want to double back, because I think in that same line, I think tonight's event where Sheriff David Clark is speaking, I think that also serves both of those constituencies. I've had David Clark on the show. He is nationally famous for his position on believing citizens should self-protect with a gun. If you already do, or if you are considering it, and whichever of you want to speak to this, I think you should be there tonight.
Absolutely. First of all, we are so honored that Sheriff Clark would come to Green Bay This is an opportunity to hear from someone who is kind of at the forefront, and there is a message here for everyone, whether you're a current gun owner, not a current gun owner, just trying to decide, you know, where you stand on this issue. I think it's important to show that Green Bay is involved, and to gather whatever information you can about the subject from somebody who's in the know.
7 o'clock, 1315 Limekiln Road, the Croc Center, and still a lot of walk-up opportunities, correct, for the event?
Absolutely. We have opportunity. It's $15 per person. The doors will open at 6. We'll have tickets available. The presentations start at 7.
Carrie, you touched on this a little bit in talking about the inception of the Well-Armed Woman and then the Well-Armed Woman chapters. I asked you at the little get-together last night, are you seeing what I call the spike in membership in the last year? So obviously you've talked about all 50 states now, and it's only been around since 2013, so that is tremendous growth. But I was curious, in the last year or so, and Sherry, you can speak to this locally as well, but I'll let you go first, Carrie. Have you seen, and you mentioned to me, in fact, that you have seen large growth in interest in this type of thing in, I'd say, the last year or so?
Yeah, I mean, we've been experiencing a spike from the beginning.
Right, it's just a continual rise, huh?
But yes, you know, in recent months, you know, some of the activities, whether that's political concerns and activities, or even some of the terrorist attacks in Paris, and I think that anxiety has brought many people to that place of, well, what would I do? What would I do if that were me? And I think we're seeing more people ask themselves that question. And as I did a number of years ago, what are the options? What would I do? And a firearm is one of those options, and being trained to use it is a very valuable tool. And for women especially, you know, I talk about equalizing the battlefield. You know, women typically are smaller and weaker. We don't have the same body strength that a larger male attacker who's potentially stoned or on drugs or something. The firearm is the equalizer, and so I think women are seeing, as we're living more independent lives. I mean, historically, mm-hmm. we were the protected gender. You know, we were protected by our men or by law enforcement, and it just, that isn't today's reality. And we are our own first responders. When violence happens, it happens to you, and the police and your husband or the men in your life are likely not going to be there. So we must be equipped to protect ourselves. Regardless of whatever tool you choose, we have to start thinking about that and being prepared, just as we're prepared with a fire extinguisher if something were to happen with a fire. So same thinking.
Sure. What about locally? What have you seen?
Locally, I would say our chapter has doubled in the last 6 months. And I would agree with Carrie. A lot of this is event-driven. I've heard many people have never heard of the Well-Armed Woman. We traditionally have not been media focused. We grow organically, sisters, daughters, cousins, you know, friends and neighbors come because of someone who's already engaged. But I would just like to add too that Carrie's right, not the firearm isn't right for everyone. And yep. As part of our mission is really self-defense. And we do take the time to bring in ladies' self-defense, taser, other options. So it's not really just about the firearm. It's about your personal awareness, your personal confidence, and taking care of your security.
Because I want to mention this later, this segment of the show is Green Bay only, but then it's on in Wausau, Sheboygan, which covers a huge chunk of the state. And I have mentioned the Well-Armed Woman during those segments, and I don't think we've touched this. What kind of presence do we have with chapters elsewhere in Wisconsin?
We have a fairly new chapter down in the Fox Valley. They are meeting at Fox Valley Technical College, an amazing, amazing range down there. We have a new chapter over in the Chippewa Falls area, okay. Another one starting up in Stevens Point, a new one coming up down in southeast Wisconsin, and one fairly established down in Milwaukee.
Okay. So you did hit the wheelhouse of my Wausau market there with the Stevens Point and Chippewa Falls, even to a degree, although in a much further west. But that is exactly what went on today. We've only got a minute or two left. And another interesting topic that came up at the get-together last night is, should you have some type of event for the male significant others? And I said, Absolutely, you know, because men don't want to be bored by the basics. Every once in a while, I wouldn't even want to go and see how bad I am at the basics. And Ramona and I try to shoot as often as we can at the range to which we belong. And it's just getting out. I mean, she is, I've said this publicly with David Clark, she's a better shot than I am right now. She shoots more often than I do. And he goes, oh, it's not just that. Women are more patient than we are. And then, and all of that is... That was idle discussion yesterday. I'm just telling you, I would love to see a look at that.
And I would say we've been asked many times, and we do encourage women to learn to shoot with their significant others, whoever they're living with, because at the end of the day, it's a dual responsibility, especially for self-protection in the home, to have a plan, to be able to work back-to-back. So we are looking to provide more couples opportunities in the future.
Any thoughts on that?
No, Karen? I think it's great. It really is. It is about personal defense, and it is a team effort. So to include the men in opportunities where they can train with their wives and see how good the wives are, because women really are pretty awesome shots. And that kind of motivates the guys to go, hey, I better get my training rear end in gear to catch up.
What I take comfort in, David Clark assures me, nothing to be ashamed of. Good.
No, nothing to be ashamed of.
Because it's really, you know.
And the women, we don't rub it in, guys.
No. That's right.
Maybe once in a while. But.
Most women don't rub it in. No, I'm kidding. She's actually very gracious about it. All right, we're out of time. Both of you, I look forward to seeing you there this evening. And again, one more time, it's 7 p.m., but if people are going to walk up, they're going to want to get there earlier, right?
Right. 6 o'clock.
Yep, 6 o'clock. So it's the presentation 7. You want to, if you don't have tickets or anything right now, if you haven't done that in advance and you're looking at walking up, get there early. Ladies, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Thank you Terry. Very much.
Appreciate it. All right, it is just about 9 o'clock. Coming up after 9 o'clock at 9:06. It was interesting. These two ladies saw me leave and take a call during yesterday's event. I don't normally do that. I did that because of the topic I'm taking up at 9:06. I had to take that call because it was the person I wanted to speak to for the topic. It involves the 8th Congressional District race. I'm going to leave it at that. But be here at 9:06. It's 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock.
News, talk, sports, WTAQ, Green Bay.